Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And Ben, with the Dolphins, like, and it's so funny that everybody talk about the Dolphins. They say, oh, well, Tua stays healthy. If Tua stays healthy, it's that way with a lot of damn NFL teams. But with him being back now, it's like it was 23, 23, 27, you know, 30. Like, what's the concerns that you have with the Dolphins? Like you're saying, if they can't have too many slip-ups, what's your concerns with watching the Dolphins where if they go play the top teams? And, hell, I'm throwing the Steelers in there now, too. But we know the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Bills, the Steelers. Those teams, what would their biggest concerns be?
I mean, I was watching that Rams game a couple weeks ago, and I wasn't totally thrilled with the Dolphins' offensive line and the way that they were protecting Tua, and I didn't think Tua looked all that great either. And so I'd be concerned. I don't think the offense is necessarily clicking on high cylinder, you know, on all cylinders yet. And I don't know if it's going to be. You know, I think Tua, he just hasn't looked quite right compared to previous years. Hasn't, you know, the offense hasn't looked as dominant as it has in years past. And it's almost like, you know, with Tua going on injured reserve and missing all that time, it's almost like they have to start from scratch again when he came back. And they're just now starting to build up some timing. And, you know, those were good wins over the Rams and the Raiders the last couple of weeks. But I still think the offensive line is going to be an issue for the Dolphins. And, you know, Tua, I just don't know how high of a level he's playing at this year. And I think, you know, that if not for the defense, I don't think they would have won that game against the Rams the other day. And, you know, we'll see now against the Patriots. I think this is going to be a tricky game for the Dolphins. I was looking, I don't think they've beaten them like a runaround mobile quarterback all year. They've lost to Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, and there's one, Anthony Richardson, too. So they've kind of struggled with the mobile quarterbacks, and Drake May has definitely proven to be slippery. So that'll be an interesting challenge for the Dolphins on Sunday.
Who would you rather have as your quarterback moving forward, Drake May or Tua Tagovailoa?
Great question. I promised you before, Hawk, that I had a hot take. Here it is. It's extra spicy. I got to be honest, trying to not be a homer, just trying to look at this realistically, like, you know, who would I rather have? Going forward, I think Drake May is the better quarterback.
Oh,
I think he's.
My God.
I think Drake May's upside is so much higher right now.
Come on, man.
You are just scratching the surface with Drake May. He's making plays with no offensive line, with no receivers. He's running around like a one-man band out there. He's playing really impressively. His game against the Rams the other day, a lot of people were really blown away by how well he played, especially guys on the Rams. They were very impressed with Drake May. And you put a little talent around him, I think the Patriots could have something. So I think it's bad news for the Dolphins.
Ben,
I think the Patriots have found something with Drake May.
Ben, come on. You didn't learn your lesson with Mac Jones?
Guys, Drake May is like 10 times the quarterback that Mac Jones is. I'm not joking.
I'm 10 times the quarterback Mac Jones was.
Drake, I'm telling you, Drake May is a baller. Drake May can make plays. Mac Jones never was the quarterback, could never do the things on the field that Drake May does, especially with as little help as Drake May has right now. His offensive line, he might have the worst offensive line of any rookie quarterback of the last 20 years. And I'm not just saying that. There's a tweet with an analysis with charts and graphs and things that shows that he might have the worst offensive line in the last 20 years of any rookie quarterback. And Drake May is still making plays. Tua is, we've been down this road a million times. He executes the offense very well. Gets the ball out. You guys know all about Tua, but I think he's still kind of a limited ceiling kind of quarterback, and I think Drake May, his potential is through the roof right now.
Hawk, send Ben your video, that triple option you ran in high school. He was sweet, Ben. He was coming.
I don't even want to read, Ben, the texts that are coming in on the text line because they've never been like this before.
Hey, Ben, why the hell was it a mistake not to start Drake then? Because they had Jacoby in there. Should they have started him?
I don't know about that because, I mean, look, Drake May is clearly the better quarterback, but so he missed five games. He sat for the first five games. The offensive line was so bad. The receivers are so bad. It gave the team a little bit of time to, figure some things out for Drake to see how everything goes. So, like, maybe 1 or 2 weeks earlier they could have played him and it probably would have gotten them an extra win, but it's, more injury risk. And like right now, Drake, I would like, if I were Drake May, I would shut down right now for the year. You have nothing left to prove. You have shown everyone that you're a very good quarterback and there's nothing around you right now. And if Drake May gets hurt that, has to suffers a serious injury and has to spend the off season rehabbing from surgery, that would be a disaster for the Patriots. So like he could shut it down right now and he's proven his point. And the season is success for the Patriots because they've at least identified their franchise quarterback. But, he's been fantastic. And it's not just me. I've got an article coming out tomorrow that, I mean, everywhere you look around the league, people are like, wow, Drake May is really good. I mean, Kurt Warner, Dan Orlovsky, Ross Tucker, guys from the Rams. Everyone was and this past week against the Rams was Drake May's best game because he wasn't just running around. He was making plays from the pocket. It was very impressive. And if he had a coach with any stones who would go for it on fourth down, the Patriots probably would have won that game instead of settling for so many field goals and punts. But I'm telling you guys, I'm generally a hater. I'm generally loath to give rookies credit, but I think Drake May is the real deal, and he's going to be a really good player for the Patriots.
Who would you rather have, Lamar Jackson or Drake May?
Lamar Jackson. Definitely Lamar Jackson. Although, I mean, that was not a great performance against the Steelers last week.
Rank the quarterbacks in the AFC East right now. Drake May, and then who are the next three?
Right. Drake May, huge gap. Josh Allen, huge gap. Drake May is already getting compared to, people are already talking about him like he's Justin Herbert, which I think is a fair comparison. Herbert's got all the tools, but, he just hasn't won games yet.
Your answers about Drake May have been Trump-like, where you keep saying people are saying, everyone's saying, and I haven't seen anyone say any of this.
Well, because you live in a little bubble in Miami, and you don't, you don't seek out.
Yeah, I haven't seen Barry Jackson say this at all. Let me know when Clay Ferrero says this. Oh, these people are. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. You have outdone yourself, Ben.
I'm telling you guys, Drake May, you're going to be impressed when you see
him.
Yeah,
we got it. We understand where you stand on this. We got it.
I just ordered my jersey, Ben.
All right. We'll see you, Ben.
All right, boys. Enjoy.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.